time for the Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, April 24, 2024. Asian equities saw yet another rally this Wednesday from a tech-driven surge, and as the region's corporate earnings season enters its busiest week. There's also a special focus on the yen, with the Japanese currency touching near 34 lows. Its movements fueled bets on an intervention from the Bank of Japan in its policy meeting this Friday. The regional upswing also felt here at home. For the day, the PSE index further climbed by 1%. Regina Capital's Manu Castro points to bargain hunters re-entering the local market and investor woes from the Middle East conflict slowly easing.
After the heavy sell-off in the previous weeks, we're bullish that the market is on its way to an upward trend, especially as investors are looking to rebuild their portfolio after the index did see itself consecutively drop for like 9 days. So I would say this is the time that investors would be trying to rebuild their portfolios. We see the index, it's going to hold at its current levels. And the support at the 6500s has been really strong. So for the upcoming months, we believe that it would either stay near this level or even better, it would go up for the succeeding months.
Corporate stories, the SM Group eyes a $3 billion notes program in the next 3 to 5 years. Stock market heavyweight SM Investments confirms the plans with its property unit SM Prime in what would be the biggest issuance of its kind by a Philippine company. SMIC says an entity in Singapore has been formed to facilitate that move. The notes program will fund its financing needs, including expansion efforts and debt payments. In the earnings stream, Concepcion Industrial emerges stronger in the first quarter. Gross profit climbed on higher sales across its business segments. Consolidated earnings were also higher thanks to improved retail presence and distribution channels, as well as wider product portfolio. Meanwhile, PXP Energy further narrows its losses in the first quarter. Core net loss of the Manipangilinan-backed firm was at 2.6 million pesos. This was lower year-on-year due to higher output sales from its Galoc oil field and from lower recurring overhead. Petroleum revenues up by nearly half, with over 196 million barrels of crude oil sold in Q1. And for Price Corporation, the gas company's net income climbed in the first quarter. That's on the back of improved LPG margins, particularly in the Luzon market. Price Corp said, though, revenues were down following a drop in the average contract price and lower sales volume. Finally, Oceana Gold Philippines sets a final offer price for its public listing. The company announced that common shares would be offered at 13.33 pesos apiece. OGPI seeks to raise over 7 billion pesos from its market debut on May 13th. Its public listing, though, is not without concern. The firm faces a case in Nueva Vizcaya that seeks to cancel its mining permit in the northern Luzon province. State-run PNA reports the petition filed on Monday by local stakeholders alleged its mining contract was illegally renewed, lacked consultation with communities, and disregarded local autonomy. But the company insisted that it has complied with the necessary requirements to extend operations in its DDPO gold and copper mine. And that's it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the next